Lowe's knows how to help make your home holiday ready for less. Get Select Style Selections vinyl flooring for just $1.99 per square foot and have it installed before the festivities begin. Our team can help you every step of the way. See a Lowe's Red Vest associate or visit lowes.com/holidayinstall to get started. Lowe's, we help, you save. Basic install only. Date restrictions apply. Subject to availability. Install by independent contractor. See associate for details. Contiguous U.S. only.
Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
I feel it's a lot of fun. It keeps you fit. You want to let your fame or anger out. Just do it in the footy ground, you know, like do it in the footy ground. You want to tackle someone, just off your heap, you know. Like, it's a fun game, you know. Like, there's a lot of skills involved and you enjoy it.
Ito ang tinig ni Jib Iglesias, 46 anyos na aktibong naglalaro ng AFL o Australian Football League o mas kilalang footy simula sa kanyang pagkabata. Sa regional Victoria na Maryborough na lumaki ang tubong Cebu na si Jib at kamakailan lamang lumabas sa AFL Asian Champs kung saan naging bahagi siya ng Philippine team.
AFL Champ is only started this year. It's my first year. AFL Champ is It's about promoting AFL in Asia. They're trying to get the local boys or any girls, like they're trying to get the men's side and the women's side. So it's more of a, you know, trying to get all the Asia to get involved in AFL. Like it's about promoting AFL in Asia. And they put a team, so local team, mixed with Australians. So the Australians basically live in that country. So they combine together and they help the locals out to play football. Learn skills and training.
Natupad niya ang pangarap na maging kinatawan ng sinilangang bansa at ang kanyang paboritong sports pa.
The reason I got involved is I had an old friend here who used to live in Maryborough, and he basically lives in Thailand, and he's the one who reached out for me and said, "Hey, there's a tournament coming." I looked at it and busted out and ended up messaging the Philippines AFL page to see if I could. If I could play, you know, they needed Filipino players from overseas. So they basically accepted me with open arms and yeah, they were happy to have me.
Kasama si Jib sa tatlong manlalaro mula Australia, dalawa mula Victoria at isa mula New South Wales, habang may kasama silang mula New Zealand na may dugong Pinoy at iba pang manlalaro na Pinoy na galing Pilipinas.
It makes a lot of play for your country, like representing. You play against, like, you know, other countries, like it's another level for me. Like it was just the dream come true. Like, you know, like it's one time experience. Yeah, I just enjoyed it. And as well, I'm not deeper, I'm getting old, and I said, oh, I might have a crack at this. You know, like, you got to live life once. You know, you got to enjoy it. Yeah, I just it was a memorable experience. Yeah, I would love to do it again. I just wish I could be 20 years younger.
Sumabak ang koponan sa Thailand noong August 30 kung saan una nilang nakalaban ng Japan. Aminado si Jib na kinabahan siya noong una pero ibaan niyang naging pakiramdam nang manalo sila sa ilang laban.
The first game was against Japan and I was a bit nervous at the start and coach wanted me to play in the back line, do the kick out. So, okay, yep, I'll give it a go. Like, I'm not normally playing in the back line. I'd normally play in the middle or in the forward line. And yeah, we played Japan and then first game and then Malaysia, then China and Cambodia. So four games, we managed to win one game. It was the best feeling ever. You know, we're discussing about the China waters, the Philippine waters. You know, this is a chance to prove Philippines how strong we are. That we're going to stand up. Yeah, it was the best feeling after that game. Like, I had a shiver in my hair. It was going, like, standing up, and I just, like, felt really, oh, yes, we got it, you know, we beat them.
Hindi naging madali para kay Jib ang klima sa Thailand dahil sa humidity at init nito. Kaya naman pinaghandaan niya ng husto na bukod sa training, binantayan niya ang kanyang nutrisyon, lalo na ang hydration. Tutok din siya sa mga bagong ka-teammate na Pinoy, lalo anya at hindi eksperyensyadong mga ito sa larong AFL. Kaya naman si Jib, nagsilbing mentor.
When I got there, I found that these local Filipino boys were actually rugby players. So in Philippines, they've got a rugby league. They don't have AFL league at all. So I found out they're all funny. It took them 2 months They had to train for 2 months and learn the game and learn the rules and the skills. And they actually played it's like, yeah, they're playing rugby style. That not AFL skill, but they did. I was impressed by them, the way they run and the way they hold the ball. And probably the disadvantage about it was their kicking and just their handball part. But they did so well. They knew half the game, so you gotta keep improving. So I can see their talent. I can see them. They're very passionate about it.
Ikinuwento ni Jib na nagpaplano ngayong Oktubre ng maliit na tournament sa Maynila at gusto din niyang maging bahagi ng pagtuturo ng footy sa Pilipinas. Dito naman sa Australia, naghahanap na siya ng mare-recruit bagaman nahihirapan ito dahil mas matindihan niyang pagmamahal ng Pilipino sa basketball.
I'm also trying to recruit some half Filipino or Filipino born here as well, that there's not many around. I don't see a lot of Filipinos. Yeah, they love the basketball, but I did, like, we've got this group chat, you know, Filipino group chat, and I said, I'll keep posting, get the, you know, the AFL, or someone have a go play footy, you know, you want to kick, come play football, or give basketball a rest.
Naiintindihan naman anya ni Jib ang pagmamahal ng mga Pinoy sa basketball dahil kahit siya mismo ay naging bahagi ng mga liga noong dumami na mga migranteng Pinoy sa kanilang lugar. Noong 1988 kasi nang lumipat sa Australia at 11 years old pa lang si Jib, wala masyadong Pinoy sa kanilang lugar at matindi din anyang adjustment noong simula.
It was a small community, like you've probably seen 3, 4, 5 Filipinos around. School was up at the start, like, you know, didn't know English much. That was the tough part, learning the English, and yeah, I got to know it pretty quick. So yeah, learned it pretty quick. So there wasn't much to do, like, especially during winter. It was pretty quiet, like, you know, you mostly stay at home. You know, you can't really go out because it's cold weather. My mum would go to Filipino community parties in Ballarat or Bendigo. We travel to Bendigo and Ballarat sometimes.
Kaya naman isang sports na naging paraan ni Jib na ma-enjoy ang bagong buhay sa Australia. Isang kaibigan ang nagpakilala sa kanya sa footy noong primary school at madali niya itong natutuhan at kinahiligan. Hindi naman siya pinagbawalan ng kanyang magulang kaya sumali na ito sa local footy team sa edad na 13 sa under 14 junior team. Minsan pa nga nanonood ang kanyang ina at kapatid sa laban.
Back in the younger days, I just did my own thing. Like, my mom would be working, and she wasn't home all the time. I just, like, finally just went out myself, you know, like, play footy. But like this time now, she started watching me play, and she'd scream from the handy line, like, hey, don't touch my boy, you know, when he gets physicality, and yeah, she gets a bit, oh, don't touch.
Bukod sa footy, naglalaro din si Jib ng hockey, tennis, soccer, basketball at iba't iba pang sports hanggang sa kanyang pagtanda. Noong tumungtong na ng mahigit 30 anyos, dito na siya lumipat sa koponan ng Maryborough Pumas AFL Masters Over 35s para anya mas magaan ng laro.
I left the local club, like we used to play for a local club that got a bit pretty quick for me, it got a bit serious and you get a lot. My body was getting old, and I saw this over 35. So, oh, this is good. Like, you know, too serious. Like, it's more, you know, just having the fun, having a kick around, and being with a lot of friends. You meet a lot of friends, and you travel out of town. Like, you know, like an hour away or 2 hours away. So you don't play in a local club. There's no points involved. It's more of a social football game. We normally play every fortnight, so you get a bit of week rest.
Ang Australian Football League o AFL ay nagsimula noong 1858 sa Melbourne, Victoria. Ito ay unang nilaro bilang Melbourne Rules Football na kalaunan naging pambansang liga. Ngayon, ito na ang pinakapopular na professional sport sa Australia at sinusundan ng milyon-milyong mga fans. Kaya naman hinihikayat ni Jib ang mga Pinoy, lalo na dito sa Australia na subukan ng footy dahil bukod sa anya sa magandang physicality ng laro, magandang paraan din anya ito na makahanap ng mga kaibigan. Pangarap din anya niyang makakita ng mga Pinoy na makapaglaro sa AFL mainstream sa hinaharap. Lalo tiwala siya na maraming Pinoy ang may potensyal.
Just have a go, like, you know, you will enjoy it. Like, you learn it pretty quick. AFL game is more suited to Filipinos as well. Filipinos can jump, you know, they can run. It's sort of similarity, like, they can do it. Like, I think it's their sport as well. if they just learn the game, I'm pretty sure they'll enjoy it. Well,
ako si TJ Korea para sa SBS Filipino.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.